What is up, everybody? Welcome in to the Bat Flip, where we discuss everything baseballs. I'm Lan Raby. With me, Deuce Thomas. Oh, LSU. You thought. You didn't. Swept them. It felt good. It wasn't like the whole, like, the past couple weekends, Tennessee's gotten the bats going, and it's been run rule after run rule after run rule. It's a little bit more difficult. We try to make it interesting, especially in game one and game three. But you get out with a sweep, and, I mean, Tennessee just doesn't lose to LSU in Knoxville. Unlike the Joe Milton thing when he doesn't lose in Florida. Tennessee does not lose to LSU in Knoxville. That's for sure. Sweeps all around. You get Billy Amick back. That was a big get back. You know, you had some guys in different roles. AJ Causey moves back to the bullpen. It looked like his normal self. So it was just all around a great baseball weekend for Tennessee. Before we get into everything, I do want to tell you about a good friend of ours. That's Aguani Farms Golf Course. Aguani Farms ranks among the most popular Knoxville area golf courses to host golf events, outings, and tournaments. The course offers a wide range of challenge and playability for golfers of all skill levels. Book your tee time today online at aguanifarmsgolf.com or by phone at 865-970-7132. Guys, go check them out. Love that course. Home course, best hot dogs that I've had on a course so far. I don't want to speak for everybody, but all the ones that I've been to, definitely the best. Go check them out. Love it, man. Just demolished them. LSU they were just hunting for a win. Like, they needed to get a series win over Tennessee, and we just slammed the door right in their face. Not today. Also, those transfers that chose LSU instead of Tennessee, I hope you enjoyed yourself this weekend. I hope it was so bad that you just went back to your hotel room and just contemplated every decision you've ever made. That's what I hope. Maybe not, but kind of. It just felt good. You know, you get the bats going, different situations. You know, Christian Moore, Blake Burke, Billy Amick, Dylan Dreiling. You know, those guys really kind of led the way with your lineup this weekend, kind of like they always do, but, you know, in a bigger way with – some decent pitching that LSU had over the course of the weekend. And just getting Billy Amick back, I'm sure, was a huge boost to everybody. Because, like, you always have Christian Moore and Blake Burke. And, you know, when you had, like, you moved everybody up, you're like, okay, well, they don't have Billy Amick. So I just have to get past these four hitters and, you know, hopefully there's a drop-off there. Well, now you got to go through five hitters. You know, I was saying it on our show last night that I would like to see a better five-hitter lineup like Tennessee has in the country, because I don't think there is one.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I got one thing. I got a little prop over here I wanted to show.
Oh, okay. You got something for me?
How about this bad boy right here?
Oh, yeah.
Swept their ass back to Baton Rouge, baby.
Oh, man.
We talked it into existence. I love it. Fired up. I mean, you've got the Masters. You sweep LSU. We played golf Saturday. Does it get any better?
It really does. It was finally like good week, good weather on a weekend. So it was the perfect day to do a little bit of spring cleaning against LSU, who has, over the past few years, Tennessee's kind of had a little rivalry with LSU. Especially in baseball, almost got in a fist fight, not really a fist fight, but a heated argument with somebody at the football game in Baton Rouge a couple of years ago about baseball. And I'm like, I mean, it goes to show like how much that opposing fan bases like notice how good our baseball program is to even like have an argument with me about it. So that felt good. I mean, we made their coach retire, and I'm sure Jay Johnson some throughout this weekend thought about it. Unless we there's some breaking news where, you know, before we started the show that he's said that he's done, he's out, he wants no more of that. I don't know. Also, that broomstick that you had is definitely taller than Jay Johnson. Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, great weekend. You know, my biggest takeaway was just getting healthier with Billy Amick back. I just think that gives you a boost. And I think it goes to show, like, how good this coaching staff is to move guys around and just find whatever works. AJ Causey, the past 2 weekends, obviously wasn't having his best stuff. And you're like, hey, let's start Stamos, get some outs, get the game going, get the flow going, and then we'll go AJ Causey. And all he did was go out there and strike out 7 batters. So that felt good to get that back, because you didn't want to lose, you know, especially when AJ Russell isn't going right now. Don't want to lose that Friday night kind of spark that you had with AJ Causey before, you know, those last couple outings. So that was good to get back. And, you know, the bats just got going when they needed to. And that's kind of all you're asking, is continue to win. It doesn't have to be super pretty. In the SEC, it shouldn't be that way. I mean, look at Florida. I mean, not only is, you know, what they're doing not pretty, but they're also not winning games. So it's just good to come out on the right side and just be the better team kind of all weekend.
Yeah. We just kind of grinded it out all weekend. Like you said earlier, we didn't, you know, you didn't run rule or anything like that. You just kind of, you found a way to win every single game, and you took care of business. The guy, you know, pitchers came in, stepped up. When we needed big at bats, we stepped up. And it didn't take old Billy any time to really get comfortable again. I mean, first pitch he sees, he sends it into, you know, over the party deck. So
yeah, that's unreal. I mean, that
it is.
That dude's a freak.
Yeah.
To come back from, you know, I don't know how, I've never had my appendix removed. I assume it's not fun. But for him to just come back and the first pitch, he's like, well, it's in the wheelhouse, I might as well just take a hack at it, and, you know, sends it. Yeah, I mean, that he just looked like his old self. Like, it didn't take him any time to really get into things. So I think that's good to see, and definitely just another added bat in that loaded lineup already.
Yeah, it's just it's nice to have him back for multiple reasons. I mean, obviously he showed this weekend why it's really nice to have him back. Just nice to hear the stroke again. I know we talked about it last weekend, man. It just gets me fired up.
Yeah,
and they came out to the crowd and everybody's doing it. We had a good crowd this weekend. It's just awesome. I love it. Love him. Love to watch him hit the baseball.
Dude, LSU is 3-12. Somebody told me yesterday at the ball game that it's the first time since like the 70s that LSU has lost 5 SEC series in a season.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah. I mean, that they are struggling. I mean, they've lost 5 straight, all 5. They are struggling to find anything. Again, I do think they have some decent pitching, but, man, every arm that they put out in their bullpen had like a 9 ERA. I'm like, dude, I mean, are they just like aiming at the barrel? I don't understand. Yeah, it's just that they are going through it, and I don't envy them. You know, I guess they sold out for a national championship. You got it. I hope you enjoyed it. But, you know, there's going to be some dark times when you don't have Dylan Cruz, Paul Skenes, and Trey Morgan there to kind of lend you. They do have Tommy White, but I'm sure this year he's just like, man, I wish I could have gone pro too.
Yeah, 100%.
So, well, I mean, let's get into some of these games. We were kind of talking about AJ Causey on Friday. And he just looked like his normal self when he was able to come in for Stamos. And I thought Stamos pitched pretty well. Three strikeouts, one earned run, and then Causey came in. He pitched 4 2/3, 7 strikeouts, 5 hits. Just looked like his kind of normal self. But we jumped on them from the jump. You know, we talked about Billy Amick, first pitch he sees, makes it 2-0 and just kind of set the tone for the weekend. And they're like, hey, if you make a mistake, we're going to make you pay for it. And then you had Dylan Dreiling come up with, you know, walk with the bases loaded. And then they had some dumb errors. I mean, today they had that one where no one could get to that ball that Cal Stark just skied high and short left over there, and it ended up scoring 2 runs. I mean, they just didn't have a great, you know, go with things. You know, things didn't go their way, obviously, but they also made a bunch of dumb mistakes. You know, Tommy White gets back picked basically at third base. They got doubled off a few times, just leaning too much. And you make those mistakes, you kind of keep Tennessee in it. Those bats are going to come alive at some point. The lineup's too good not to.
Yeah, no, 100%. Any opportunity that was given to us, we took advantage of it. Causey coming in and throwing like he did is huge, because his last two outings, he's been kind of shelled. Mm-hmm. And for him to come out, bounce back, and do what he did, I'm happy for him. I hope he continues, you know, to throw the ball like that. Just back to Billy. It blows my mind. Very first pitch he sees after missing, was it 8 games that he missed?
Yeah, I think something like that. Yeah.
Very first pitch he sees, it's a nuke. Yeah. But you start out the series with a win. Pitchers threw well. I think we had like 13 combined strikeouts. So you threw the ball well. Kirby came in late, got into a little bit of trouble, but ultimately he got out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you sealed the victory. So
yeah, they kind of made it interesting there, but yeah, no harm, no foul. You get into Saturday and, you know, Luke Holman, and they, you know, we talked about it on More Important Issues, them switching up their ace a little bit just kind of fired me up a little bit. They're like, okay, you think you can come in here and pitch whoever on Friday and get the win and try to close out the series on Saturday with your ace, who's probably going to be an All-American. Should have went to Tennessee. I hope he realized that this weekend. But he was pitching well, had a no-no through 6, and again, you don't score with runners in scoring position. If you're LSU, you keep Tennessee in it. Drew Beam keeps getting out of jams.
Yeah.
Tennessee's going to find a way to get those bats going, and that's exactly what happened. Dylan Dreiling singles, 2 outs to score 2 to take that lead in the 6th, and then you had Billy add a little insurance policy there with a homer in the 8th. And, I thought Drew Beam, I mean, another, like, Drew Beam outing.
Right.
You know, very, very consistent, you know, got into some trouble. You know, I think, you know, if you're looking at the box score, you're like, oh, well, Luke Holman, like, probably should have won this game. That goes back to lineup. Like, Tennessee's lineup is just a lot better, where if they get 8 hits on a pitcher, they're scoring runs.
Right.
And, I mean, LSU shouldn't even got that one run. He reached on a throwing error from Billy, but, you know, that's how they got that one run. Other than that, like, we kept them from scoring. It was good to see Drew Beam kind of continue on just having, you know, I think that's 3 or 4 solid outings from him. And just kind of be Mr. Steady Eddie and just keep you in it and let those bats come alive when they do.
Yeah, it's definitely 2 back-to-back outings from Beam that is what you expected coming into the season. When you describe Drew Beam, that is the outing that you're, you know, looking to get. And you got to tip your cap to him, because he did. He kept us in that game. until I think Burke broke up the no-hit bid and what, two outs in the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Beam just kind of continues to keep you in the game. And then after Amick goes oppo and gives you a little insurance, then Snead comes out and slams the door.
Yeah. And when Tennessee's scoring these, you know, they're getting these run rules and just blowing teams out, it's because that bottom of the lineup, what we've talked about so much, is producing.
Yeah.
I think the first 2 days, 11 or Friday and Saturday, 11 out of Tennessee's 12 hits were the first five in that lineup. So Dean Curley had the other one on Friday night. But other than that, it was kind of all that top of the lineup. But even today, I mean, up until that last or the eighth where Cal Stark hit that pop fly, it drops, scores two runs. I mean, Moore and Burt drove in six of those runs that we had at that point. So, I mean, the top of the lineup is going to carry you, and it should. Like, that's where Tennessee's best hitters are. But when Tennessee is at their best, the bottom of the lineup is producing runs as well.
Yeah, agreed. Did they give Stark a double for that?
They did.
You know, misplay? I saw that, and I thought, wow.
They did. Which, I mean, I guess, like, who are you going to put it on? It is a tough play. Like, everybody's kind of running to it anyway. But, yeah, just should have been caught. Has to be caught.
Oh, 100%. If my dad's keeping the book, that's an error. Especially if I'm batting.
and then Sunday it was, you know, you jump on them. Burke, it was kind of slow start.
Mm-hmm.
0-0 up until the third. Blake Burke hits a home run to get things going. They tie it. And I think they tied it in the sixth with a home run. And that home run in the sixth, Tony Vitello was absolutely livid about the call. And he should have been.
He should have been. Yes, he should have been.
That umpire had a rough go of it and was kind of squeezing Xander. And then it would be the same pitch to us, and it would be a strike. And it's like, dude, make up your mind.
Yeah, it was awful.
But, yeah, it should have been strike three. He gives up a home run to tie it. And it does kind of stink that he wasn't able to get that win because, I mean, he absolutely deserved to win.
Oh, 100%. Game. He pitched fantastic. That's two mm-hmm. back-to-back.
Yeah. Comes out, Andrew Beeke comes in, and then Kirby came in late. Aaron Combs, Aaron Combs came in, he was shook,
man. He looked great.
Yeah,
the outing you've been looking for.
Yeah, and then Xander I don't know if they expect him to go. You know, I think they're like, hey, give us three solid innings, get through that lineup once. If you get in trouble, we'll get somebody in for you. But, I mean, he's just shoving.
He is.
I think he struck out the first four batters that he faced. Ended up striking out five, six hits, two earned runs, five and two-thirds. Yeah, I mean, he's been pitching well, and it's just given Tennessee so much where they don't have A.J. Russell, and he was able to come in, and it just – they don't really miss a beat. Like,
right.
Yeah, they're not getting double-digit strikeouts from Causey and Beam and Xander like they might with AJ, but they're keeping you in it. And if you can just keep this team in it with that lineup, things are going to go well for you.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I couldn't say it any better myself. Christian Moore, man, in Sunday's game, just dog, I guess you would call him. Like D-A-W-G?
Yeah.
Not D-O-G. There's a W in there.
D-O-double-G.
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just an unbelievable performance. And him and Burke are what, tied at 42 now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to clip back when I said that he was going to take the lead. We'll clip that from a few weeks ago when he finishes up as a – you know, the career leader. So
yeah, Yeah, they're having a full-on race for it. And I love that they're, like, in the same place in the lineup, too, like, first and second. And, yeah, I just think it's making both of those guys better. Just, again, like, they've already beaten everybody before them. And yeah, it's just between them two now. And
Burton almost got two today.
Yeah, that one was off the wall.
Two. Yeah.
When he hit it, my dad just turned to me and, like, was going to high-five me like he hit a home run.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And he's like still standing there. I'm like, no, he hit the wall. He's like, oh, I thought it was out of here.
He pimped it like it was out. He threw that little, he did that little bat flip where he like kind of tosses it towards the pitcher.
Yeah.
As soon as he hit it, I thought it was gone. But the one earlier, the oppo bomb, when he hit it, I didn't think it was gone.
Yeah, that was kind of
just carried.
Yeah, it was the wind was kind of blowing that. So I think it kind of stopped that one.
Yeah.
And then it just
helped the other one.
Yeah, helped the other one. So, yeah, man, those two guys are
they're fun to watch.
Yeah, there's not a better duo like that in the country. And again, I think those two deserve more national attention. I know, like, Condon and Cags and Smith from Arkansas, like, get a lot of the hype. But, man, these two are – they're Major League Baseball players.
100%.
And they've improved drastically in the field. And, man, I'm excited for those guys having the season that they're having. But, yeah, that Sunday game, it was just kind of another kind of grinded out. Take your runs when you can get them.
Yeah.
You know, we're hitting them over the fence and, you know, make the most of them when you have guys on base. And Christian Moore did that in the sixth and then came up in the seventh with, you know, two guys on and just belts that run homer. And I looked straight in the LSU dugout and I started sweeping for them because I thought that thing was over. Now they did, you know, Tommy White came up to bat and made it a little interesting, but Tennessee was able to get those runs back in the eighth with, you know, whatever that Bad News Bears play was in left field. Bad. Yeah, all around fun weekend. Had a great time. Love the atmosphere. Love the fans. Love the good weather. Now, Tennessee, it does have a tough road ahead of them this upcoming weekend against a 13-1 Kentucky team in the conference. And I'm like,
What's up with that?
I don't know. I have no clue how. I mean, they're just beating the absolute brakes off of everybody. Now, I know they had a lot of people coming back, and there were some people that were high on him, but I mean, they weren't ranked high until like this week.
Yeah.
What
are they ranked now?
I think they're 10th, maybe.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, so they're coming up there. I mean, again, I think people are just waiting on them to just lose because it's Kentucky, but it's I mean, they just keep raking and they're pitching well, and I mean they're just blowing teams out.
Yeah.
I mean, they just destroyed Auburn this weekend. So, yeah, it's a.
Is it there?
It is there. Yeah. And we looked on more important issues. We looked at the weather, and it's supposed to be crap. So, of course.
Oh, it's going to be trash because I think it's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to get chilly, I think, here maybe this upcoming weekend. So, I bet it's going to be cold and rainy. It always is.
Dude.
Kentucky's just – if anybody's listening, you're from Kentucky and, love the state, Kentucky sucks.
Dude, it's horrible.
There's nothing good. I used to travel up there for work. It was awful. The roads suck. The traffic sucked. White Castle sucks. I'm a Crystals guy through and through. I'm sad that they're closing them all down. I wish they still had the one on Chapman Highway because I'd weigh probably about 15 more pounds than I already did.
There is one on the other side of Chapman, though, isn't there? Isn't there still one in Seymour?
No. Funny story. I drove up to Seymour thinking I was going to get some Crystals, and it's Petros.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I only eat Petros inside of, Tennessee sporting events. So veered over to Craven Wings. Not a sponsor, but damn, it's good. I mean, it's top-notch wings.
I'm trying to look at their schedule a little bit, like who they've played. And, I mean, they destroy Georgia.
Swept at home?
Their only loss is in Missouri. They lost 2-1. Now, they did beat Missouri in extra innings one game. Beat them by one run the other game. They beat the brakes off Ole Miss. They beat the brakes off Alabama, who beat us. They beat the brakes off Auburn. So they haven't had, like, a great SEC schedule
right
up to this point. And I would say neither really has Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting this weekend to see kind of – I mean, is this like – are you a fraud weekend for, I guess, both these right. teams?
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, that gets going at 6:30 on Friday night. It'll be 2 o'clock on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. So, yeah, it should be a good weekend of baseball.
Midweek game this week or no?
There is a midweek game. Who is it?
It's nice having a midweek game.
Bellarmine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Run rule.
Yeah, I doubt they are decent at all. All right, let's get into MVP real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. You got it.
Christian Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. He's a freak. He was 2-for-2 on Friday. He was 0-for-4 on Saturday. But on Sunday, I mean, he was the reason why he won that baseball game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to go Christian Moore. Tying Blake Burke today with the 42nd home run. You know, made some plays in the field, too. He's just kind of all over the place. So, really like what I'm seeing from Simo right now.
Yeah, I like that. It seems like every at bat, if you make a mistake to him, he's barreling it up. It may not go over the fence, but he is absolutely smoking it. Mm-hmm. So my MVP. So originally I was going to put AJ Causey.
Okay.
Just because after his last two outings and then coming back and shoving like he did, but I think ultimately I'm just going to go with our pitching staff, like our starting pitchers for the whole series. With okay. Like well, that. It's different because Causey didn't start, but you know I'm going to go Causey, Beam, Xander. You know, like it took a while for our and. Couple of games, it took a while for our bats to get going, but they kept us in it, and yeah. You know, and then the bats got going, and yeah, it just our pitching core was strong this weekend. You couldn't ask for any more out of the pitching staff, because like we've talked about multiple times, you don't have to be perfect, you don't have to go out there and pitch 8 innings, give up, you know, 2 runs and strike out 12 batters. We don't need that. We've got the lineup that we don't like. We are okay if you go out there and give us, you know, 4 or 5 solid innings. And even if you give up a couple runs, we can handle it.
Yeah.
And they did that. They went out, took care of business, and especially AJ Causey. After his last 2 rough outings, just really good to see him get out there, get comfortable, and set down some guys.
Yeah, I think it's just huge for that. You know, it shows how good that staff is to be able to do that where they're just like, hey, you're not pitching well. Instead of just riding him out, hoping it fixes itself, let's try something different.
Yeah.
And let's try it this way because you were really good out of the bullpen and then we started you. You're still good. Now you're kind of struggling a little bit. Let's just, like, get you back to what you're doing. And so I like that. I don't know, like, what they do this weekend. Did they just need to get him some confidence back and that's all it was? I don't know. But, you know, I like the way that they're doing that. And I like the way that they're able to just, hey, things aren't working. Let's change it up a little bit.
It's just crazy how, you know, like week in, week out, we'll try something different. You know, to try to, you know, switch up the mojo or something. And it works.
Yeah.
Like, it just works. And, you know, that says a lot about your coaching staff and just your players in general.
Yeah, I mean, today they had two pinch hitters. They had Ethan Payne come up. And I'm like,
best bunter in the country.
Yeah, I'm like, that's weird. Then I was like, oh, two on, two outs. He's going to bunt. And
beauty.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I used to hate getting the bunt, son.
Oh, me too.
Do not make me bunt.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely like, be like, oh, I didn't see it. Sorry.
Yeah, suicide squeeze. You're going to take the guy's head off stealing home.
Yeah. But yeah, that, and then Brad Key Lowry came out there and was down 0-2 and had like an eight pitch AB and drew a walk.
And then
that got everybody fired up. Yeah, scored from there.
And kudos to him for running it out too. He could have just lollygagged and pissed around and because I mean I saw him when you saw the fly ball. He was turning second hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do that. You don't score.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, they just keep – things keep working out. And
doing it, man.
I think that they have a lot of depth, and they know their roster and knows what everybody's strengths is, and they just kind of use that to beat people up. And you saw that this weekend against LSU, or, I mean, Tennessee was the better team all weekend. I mean, they have Tommy White. Other than Tommy White and Luke Holman, that's not a good baseball team.
No, not at all. One thing that you can just like obviously see that's different this year than last year is we're actually a team. We mesh.
Mm-hmm. It's like everybody's cheering for everybody. You know, Dalton Bargo wasn't playing today. I had a tough go of it. And, you know, he's one that I was like, oh, like he will get a pinch hitter role.
You would think. Yeah.
But you know, they switch pitchers and the runners come up and they kind of like discuss the pitcher that's coming in. And he was one of them that, you know, just kind of dabbed Bradkey up and you know, didn't feel sorry for himself or, you know, not being in the game or wasn't mad at him that he got it and not Bargo, but yeah, I just like that everybody's kind of cheering for everybody. There's no real jealousy. It's just kind of everybody's doing their thing. And, you know, I mean, you can't be – when you strike out like three or four times in a game, like you can't expect to have a ton of opportunities after that. Now, when you get yours, you got to make the most of it. And he'll be fine. But, yeah, it's good to see kind of everybody just kind of cheering on everybody. It is just a different – I don't know, dynamic than last year. Last year was strange, and that they came together at the end of the season, but it took a while to get to that point. Whereas this year, I just don't think it's taken that long to get to it.
Yeah, I think last year you just had too many personalities on the team, and this year, kind of everybody's just kind of grasp around each other, I guess you could say. But yeah, you love to see it. Makes you think of a little bit of the team a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you're compared to a team like that, you're doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll just keep winning. We'll be back next week talking about the Kentucky series. Let's just go get a win, man. Tennessee beats Kentucky. That's just what we do.
Yeah, and everything.
So let's go do that. Guys, thank y'all for listening, and we'll see you back next week. Anything else, Deuce?
No, I'm good. Just overall, one more time. Let me pull this bad boy out there. You go ahead and stop the episode. I'm just gonna
Just keep sweeping away for me.
Sweep LSU out of here.